Good afternoon. This is Sue Martin with Ag and Investment Services, located here in Clarion, Iowa, with our midday futures report. Well, the grain markets have everybody's attention. Beans up 15, been up 17 cents. Wheat's up about 11 and 3 quarters, been up a little bit more than that. On the KC and Chicago wheat up 9 and a quarter. Corn up 6 and 3 quarters, been up around 7 and a half. What's stimulating the market? First off, we got to the bottom side of a coil here again on the corn market, and we tried to take out yesterday's lows, couldn't get the job done, and the market reversed. Wheat, likewise, trying to get through the lower side of a pennant formation, could not get through the low of yesterday, which was an inside day, and we reversed and took out the highs. So the market is catching some enthusiasm. We look at beans. The chart has a rounded bottom on the bean chart. It also has a head and shoulders bottom that projects March beans up around 960 to 972. And in the meantime, not only with the rounded bottom, but we also have 970 as our last 870, excuse me, as our last major support shelf that if it was violated, the markets would be disappointing. I think the bean market's holding together remarkably well. And I think the market's still got potential to try to push a little bit further. And, of course, with that, the risk is 870. But what's happening? We've got another trade talk coming up that's even more dynamic or more stronger. It's a higher level, I should say. And that's coming up here by the end of this month. And that should then allow for beans to start pushing again on anticipation of what's going to happen. This is Sue Martin with Ag Investment Services. Have a great day.